RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friday morning, we're at Friday's home of the $5 happy hour, Monday to Friday, 3 to 7. Come hang out at the bar, TGI Fridays in here. It's always Friday. Right now it is Friday, which makes it Parney time with our guy, Parney. And what a week to have him on. I think this is the first time we've done Parney time with Parney in the state of Virginia. So that's an exciting development. I'm not at the studio, though, so we're continuing our trend of people being in different places. I'm out here at TGI Fridays, going to have myself a Bud Light time during Parney time. Parney, what's up, dude?
MP on the mic. Good to be with you. I still have not done this show from Richmond. I'm in Sandbridge this morning, and it's been a busy week, obviously, a lot to talk about from the squirrel standpoint. But one question I have for you is, what time is it?
It's Parney time.
That's right, baby. We're looking forward to it. Next week, you're going to help me, and we're going to do the first episode of Parney time. And I think our friends at Octagon Sports will be able to have that up for everyone's consumption the following week, I think. So looking forward to that. I got some special guests that people will really love. I would think, let's not tell people yet, MP, but you know who's going to be my guest on the first Parney time. Would you say that's a pretty good baseball name?
You got pull. You've got what we in the industry call pull. I don't doubt it's not going to be like, sometimes it's a one-off, like a guy's like, I got a podcast, I'm really excited, I called my famous friend and he's on my podcast, and then like the next seven are like, here's my neighbor and he's going to drone on for a while. Everybody starts strong, and obviously you're going to start strong. I'm not worried about that, but I'm more excited about sustaining the peak as opposed to, you know, the drop off that we normally see in these things.
Yeah, you know, look, as I've gone into semi-retirement, I've spent a lot of time reflecting. I'm really blessed to have a lot of great friends in this world, and some of them are awesome and not famous, and some of them are awesome and famous. So we're going to have a mixture of all those people, and I'm excited about you participating as part of Parney's Pub Club, which will be one of the features of Parney Time. And again, people can follow us on all the normal social media apps, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We even, Octagon got me a Facebook page for Parney Time. And then please join us on our YouTube channel as well.
I know this, you have an actual Rolodex, not a, like a phone book, you know, like you have the spinny thing that you put people's business cards in and pull them out like that. That's how deep the Parney files are going.
Yeah. You were at my show with Bam Bam. who is obviously a great friend as well, comedian Micah Bam Bam White, when I brought that out. And just real quick, I'll tell your listeners, during the show, I said, Bam, just tell some jokes. I want to see who the most famous person is. Do you remember who it was?
I think you went with Dale Jr., right?
It was Dale Jr.
And then I asked Washington football fan.
Yeah, and I asked Dennis Bigmar, who was there, who's friends with Dale Jr., hey, check this number out. Is this still his cell phone number? And he checked it, and it was. And then the crowd started going, call him, call him. But obviously, I didn't do that.
How many people do you think have that number? I mean, it's in the thousands for sure.
Oh,
just based on how long he's had it.
It's got to be.
All right, Barney.
And another one, I was playing, not to name drop, but at the Dominion Energy Charity Classic a few years back, I was playing golf with JD, John Daly, and his phone rang, and he didn't recognize the number, and he goes, John Daly, and I'm like, bro, you're answering, and I'm like, you're John Daly, you're answering a non-recognized number? What is wrong with you? And then, of course, I went off from there.
Hey, this year's golf tournament was great, though, because we caught Noah Kahn, like, right on the... He was a star when he showed up. Like, we knew he was famous. But he's gotten at least 20 times more famous since we hung out with him.
And one of the stories from that day is we're walking down a fairway, and he goes, I need to check my phone real quick, and even though, you know, you're not supposed to in that tournament. But he checked it, and he looked at me, and he goes, Parney, the reason I checked my phone is because my management team was working on something. I just sold out Fenway Park 3 days in a row. And I'm like, oh, you know, I just hit a 9-iron from 135 onto the green. I feel pretty good about myself. You just sold out Fenway Park 3 days in a row.
I don't think the Red Sox sell out Fenway Park 3 days in a row anymore.
Noah Kahn's hotter than Red Sox, buddy.
He's on a better winning streak, that's for sure. All right, Parney's here. It's Parney time. It's Friday. Let's waste no further time. Big, big week. What are your immediate reflections here after this city council vote to fund a new baseball stadium for the Flying Squirrels?
Well, I mean, it was really, it's still, you're going to hear my voice cracking a little bit because it was really an incredible moment. For our entire organization, for the ownership group, who's been so incredibly patient. And that's one of the things that's frustrating sometimes, that, you know, people think that, you know, Lou is a New York City boxing promoter, and, you know, he has a tremendous loud personality. And you know, I say, don't let that fool you. He's been very patient, very loving to the Richmond community, and the Richmond community has loved us back. Happy for the fans. It was just, I cried. Ben Rothrock was with me, and I held it together until we left and pulled the old Jack Berry trick. Jack Berry, Rich Region Tourism, always puts his sunglasses on when he's getting ready to cry. So I put my sunglasses on, and then I just couldn't stop. And people were like, hey, people from all over the country called, congratulations, did you go? What was that party like? And I went home and went to bed. 7:30, I was in bed because it was an amazing relief for everybody. And it's not about the Squirrels. It's about VCU baseball. It's about the community. It's about people that are going to be able to use that venue 365 days a year. People are going to get married there. People are going to have graduations and graduation parties. Like, it's going to be a venue that touches so many lives. It's way bigger than baseball, but you know, it was awesome. Wasn't without its stressful moments the other day, but council did it, and I'm very grateful to them and everybody. So we have a lot of work to do, and everybody's got to continue working collaboratively to get this done on time, so that we can have the facility open in April of 2026, and I'm confident that that's going to happen.
6-0 vote at the Richmond City Council, Flying Squirrels, new stadium on the boulevard where the diamond is in that piece of land as part of a broader redevelopment. What's next? I know you guys have been working on plans, drawings. We've seen the renderings. Where do we go from here?
Well, that work's going to continue, and hopefully, hopefully MP will be able to get in the dirt here pretty soon. I'm not in those meetings necessarily as much anymore, but I would say The next thing that people are going to see is an announcement about groundbreaking, and then it's going to really become real. I think this was really real. But when people, like Lane Castellani, I was with him yesterday at the Virginia Sports Hall of Fame recap meeting, and I walked in and everybody was like, hey, congrats. And Lane goes, I just want to see a shovel in the dirt. That's all I want to see. You know, so I think that's, I don't know if that's the next thing, but it'll be probably one of the most important things. And then, you know, the people are excited, the community corporation, the business community is excited. I was on a Zoom earlier this morning, Ben Terry and his crew, you know, getting phone calls left and right from people that want to have meetings, you know, to talk about how their organizations can be involved in the new facility. So I told my wife, I'm exhausted, and I think I don't know if it's exhaustion from this week or if it's just exhaustion from 15 years of, you know, pent up anxiety and energy. But it's been great. I'm so happy for Ben Rothrock and the entire Squirrel staff as well. I have to mention them because they're just, man, just an amazing family of people that don't have the same last names. But it's a family business with the Squirrels that I'm just so proud of, and I love them all so much.
I want to circle back on Lou too, because you mentioned his patience in this. He's not stuck here. He wasn't, you know, it's not Richmond or nothing. I know that other places have called and put out the feelers, and he's stuck with it. And I think that's a pretty rewarding moment to have at the end of that to get the outcome y'all have been looking for a long time.
Again, I love Lou DiBella. Lou DiBella, as the Squirrels front office is too, part of my family. You know, not many bosses that you can have in your life when you hang up the phone, even if it's a rough phone call, you tell them that you love them, and they tell you that they love you back. And that's the relationship I have with Lou. He's been incredibly patient, and that patience is paying off, and it's going to be. I just can't wait. I know this is my livelihood. This is my business that I've been in for 35 years. I know what's about to hit Richmond, and not everybody knows. And it's going to be just an unbelievable destination, again, more than baseball, that's going to affect so many lives. And I can't wait for people to see it.
MP on the mic live opening night, new stadium. Go ahead and book that right now. Obviously, that's a thing that's going to happen. Parney time with our guy Parney. Squirrels back in town next week. Anything else we need to mention? Parney time next week. Anything else we need to mention here before we scoot on out?
Yeah, the Tuesday through Sunday with the Squirrels. The Reading Fighting Phils are coming to town. So all you Philly fans, bumped into a couple people at dinner last night down here. They're huge Philly fans. We have Silver Squirrels and a specialty oak milk jersey on Tuesday, which is something with MLB, Wine and Canine, and Reading Night on Wednesday. Our Reading Nights have been drawing like 9,000 people, MP, on a Wednesday night. It's crazy. And then this is one I'm really excited about, Hanover Community Night, tomato jersey. We have a specialty jersey that has a Hanover tomato on it.
Yes.
It would be cool. And then Friday, I'm going to be out of town. But Friday is a day game, Chamber RVA day at 12:05 on Friday. I think it's 12:05.
It is.
Yeah, so that's one of my favorite days of the year. And then Saturday night's Faith Night with fireworks. And there's fireworks every Thursday and Saturday. And then Sunday's Disability Inclusion Day, which is a very special day as well. So this coming homestand, the Squirrels had their best April in team history. Let me say that one more time. I know we're running out of time. The Squirrels had their best April in team history this past in the April of 24. And I think that we're going to start off May with a bang here, too. It's been a long, bad road trip, frankly. We've only won one game, I think, if my memory's correct, on this road trip. So the guys will be excited about getting home and getting to work.
Hard to start May much better than with a city council vote 6-0 on a new ballpark. Always appreciate Barney's time. We'll look forward to you next Friday during a homestand. I think it'll be right ahead of that Chamber game. Maybe we'll both be at the Diamond. I don't know. I'm just saying that now. I'm not making promises, but it's 7 days from lots of things can happen between now and then.
Let me tell you where I'm going to be for this show next Friday. Las Vegas, Nevada.
No. Oh!
I'm taking my family out there like Griswold. And we're going to see Maroon 5 on Friday and Shania Twain on Saturday.
It's the Damn Tour. It's Look Out the Right to the Damn. Yeah, that great movie. Great movie. Great pull. Barney time. Always appreciate it. We'll catch you next week. And we're at the break. We got to scoot. It's 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Be on the mic live on location at TGI Fridays in the West End. And here it's always Friday. Today it actually is Friday. Every weekday it's the $5 happy hour from 3 to 7 p.m. Today, though, I'll be here for the next hour and then change after lunch. We'll hand it over to AWOD Radio at noon. AWOD, kind enough to make a special guest appearance today. A little early crosstalk, daylight savings crosstalk, so to speak. Now, when the show ends, they don't put us in the closet until the next day. We keep talking. A lot of people don't know that about the radio business. Yesterday, we got off on a tangent. You were trying to convince me that there could be a new Sam H in town this season for the Commanders on the field.
Yeah, if you heard the show yesterday, I'm not a big fan of the Oculus, the virtual reality, and I think reality is going to set in minicamp maybe today or during preseason or the regular season. At some point, Jaden Daniels is going to get banged up. I hope it's not for long. Maybe he's just out for a quarter. But do you want to see Marcus Mariota? I want to see another Sam H. Not Sam Howell, not slinging Sammy Howell. I want to see Sam Hartman, the Notre Dame quarterback. Looks like Jesus out there on the field wearing the Skins jersey.
The ladies have already taken to Sam Hartman.
That's, oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize he is...
Marcus who?
He's a little popular already. Here's why I want Marcus Mariota. Because if Jane's not going to play, if he's going to get hurt or not be good or whatever, I want to tank. Like, this isn't the year. I'm a little worried about what I might see from Sam Hartman.
So you think Sam Hartman could be a prospect here?
Right. There's two outcomes here. One is he's good. One is he's bad. If he's good, that almost does create more problems than it solves. If he's bad, well, that's a problem in and of itself. I'd rather he be good.
Remember back to 2012 when Robert Griffin got hurt.
I do.
The Commanders and the fan base still wanted to make the postseason.
Yeah.
Luckily, we had another quarterback waiting in Kirk Cousins.
Sure.
Could we have the same situation? What would it take for Sam Hartman to get in the lineup?
So you know my stance, which I've doubled down on, tripled down on, quadrupled down on. I don't think Jaden Daniels should play week one. I don't think it's a good idea for a rookie quarterback with this offensive line to play week one and to come in. I'm a believer that you should start Marcus Mariota week one. Now, I acknowledge that I will not get what I want. that's not going to happen. So Jaden Daniels is going to play week one. We're talking about two different scenarios here, right? One scenario is he gets hurt. One scenario is he's bad.
I don't even want to talk about that scenario, actually. Because I don't want to be the guy
that... Jaden's bad scenario?
AWOD was over here in May saying he's bad.
No.
You've been saying Cliff Kingsbury is going to be bad.
I think Cliff Kingsbury will be good then bad.
Okay.
I don't think he can adjust over the course of a season. I think he's going to be red hot for 8 weeks. Everybody's going to hitch their wagon to Cliff Kingsbury, and then you're going to find the wheels off in the ditch a couple weeks later. That's the Cliff Kingsbury way. He's very good until he's very bad. With Daniels, though, let's take care of the bad one first. If he's bad, you want to tank at that point, right? If it's week 8, week 9, the hits are piling up, he's throwing some interceptions. We all hope it doesn't happen, but if it happens, if you're 2-6, lost season, throw in the towel, I want Marcus Mariota and I want the number 3 draft pick and I want a left tackle, right?
Yeah.
So your other scenario is, and I'll come with you on this one, Jaden Daniels plays 8 to 10 weeks, things are going all right. 5-5 football team. We like what we're seeing from the kid. He gets hurt. I don't want to see that either. Could happen. No, it's a violent sport. Then what do you do? Because at 5-5, the playoffs would be within reach there. And you and I both agree. We see eye to eye. Marcus Mariota ain't taking anybody to the NFL playoffs.
No. No, he's not. And look, I mean, I don't want this scenario to play out where Jaden Daniels is not playing
in
the final few weeks of the season.
Of Jaden Daniels.
Right.
We're both very much on record as that.
If it gets into a situation here where the Commanders are 10-5 with two games to play, they need one win. Give me Sam Hartman.
Yeah.
Strap it on.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Absolutely. Do you think he'll actually be good?
I mean, look, I kind of really liked him at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
How close was Notre Dame to college football playoffs this year?
Yeah, they had that brutal stretch where they played USC with Caleb Williams.
Yep.
And then was it Ohio State They played like
they had one game where maybe it was Clemson or something where he lost the game at the 1 yard line. Do you remember that?
Yeah. No, but they
for some reason that made an impression. That loss made an impression on me.
They were a legit national title contender, though. You know what I remember about that Notre Dame USC game when he played against Caleb Williams? They let Jax Collinsworth announce that game. That was the one that got him fired from NBC. He was so bad. Yeah, they gave him like the game of the week, and he was so bad that now he's not on the announcing team anymore.
I didn't know it was that bad.
Yeah, it was him and Jason Garrett, and it was a tough listen. Jason Garrett is in the right place now as the guy on Sunday Night Football who like at halftime gives you like a cheesy saying for 20 seconds and then stares at the camera awkwardly. That's an important role to fill, and he's doing it capably.
It's crazy to me how many guys are now on set for NFL games. They're like squeezing five,
the
six guys.
The pregame show gets bigger every time you look.
Even the halftime show too, right? I mean,
yes.
Postgame ESPN Monday Night Football, they had to bring in an extra chair for the player.
Yeah.
Because they already had five guys up there.
Alex Smith had a birthday this week, turned 40. I would have guessed older.
I would have too.
Yeah. Feels like he's been around for most of our football watching lives.
Yeah.
He's been a known quantity. Yeah, and he's been out for a while. He had the document. Did you ever see the documentary?
Yeah.
The documentary is...
It looks like he got bit by a shark.
Gross.
Yeah.
It's Project 11, I think, that him coming back from his leg injury. If you are even a little bit squeamish, don't watch it. But if you are the kind of person who watches the medical, like, gory shows, it's for you. It's wild what happened to that dude. Yeah. Sam Hartman today. We'll see him out there. We'll see the other rookies. Anybody you're excited about?
Mike Sander still for sure.
Yeah,
we're number two. I want to talk about the Tressway thing here. With Tressway giving out his number to Jaden Daniels. Like you'd mentioned, that's what a captain does. That's why he is important. Can you go into a little detail more about this whole flat? What is it, the stars on the captain
star
and fill it in?
So you're a soccer.
That was cool to me. I didn't know
you're
about
a soccer
that.
Guy. You know this, that the soccer crest, when you win a title, you get an extra star.
Mm-hmm.
So they designed the captain's patch the same way. They have stars underneath for how many years they've been a team captain.
And on the Commanders, there's a special teams, an offense, and a defense captain.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So preseason, they can name six, two offense, two defense, two special teams. What most teams do is name three permanent captains. They get the stars.
You remember when Ron Rivera named Chase Young? How bad was that?
All right, will Jaden Daniels be a captain this year?
No.
Okay.
No. I think your offensive captain should be Austin Eckler.
Okay.
Yeah. Or Terry McLaurin.
It's a fascinating...
Terry's a good choice,
too. It's a fascinating scenario because it's such a new everybody. You can't really forecast it right now. Who's going to step up? Who's going to lead that room? I'll say Terry's become a more vocal leader over the last few years.
I think he should be Terry.
He's stepping into it. What if a Zach Ertz comes in and like everybody loves him, you know?
What is this, 2018?
Yeah, so they get the stars. So that's only the permanent captains. So there's three permanent, and then there's three game day captains that they rotate each week. They just get a C. Thank you for playing. Thank you for coming. You remember, was it when the Rams played here against RG3, they named all the players they got in the trade as their game day captains?
Yes, to Jeff bring Fisher them out for the kickoff.
Yeah, Tressway, though. I love Tressway so much. We got to get Tressway would be a good weekly guy for the show. We need to see. Like, I want a weekly guy for the show. Junkies have a weekly guy.
I love guy. Tressway. I want a sexier name.
You want to like, you want a little more
you
meat?
Know what I mean?
You want a little more meat on the bone?
I like the way Tressway said, I got your back on fourth down if you need me, but I want a guy that has my back on first and second and third down, you know?
Defense, too. Defense is going to be fun this year.
Oh, yeah.
This could be a good defense.
I'm trying to lock down an interview with Tyler Biadasz. I've been talking to him. Yeah,
okay.
The commander center. I'm getting really fired up for him.
Let's
I know some guys are like, oh, he was in Dallas. I don't know if he should be fired up for their center. Not like he started every game there. But I think he's a player that is getting better and hasn't peaked yet.
Few seconds left with AWOD. AWOD Radio coming up at noon. You'll be at River City Roll on Fridays. You roll. You're on a bit of a heater. It needs to be pointed out.
Yeah. I mean, look, I took a second to relax, right? I was peacocking when you were playing against Robbie Robinson, Ronnie Ashby.
So your bowling problems, you've been chicken winging and peacocking.
I mean, I was literally rolling that thing as hard as I could and didn't even care about the outcome. I just wanted to get a higher miles per hour than Robbie Robinson, all right? But since then, I took a step back. I slowed my roll. And yeah, been I got 180, 165. So I'm going for 150 today would be my biggest. But on my show, we are going to be doing the Tankathon Simulator.
Ooh.
Because we'll find out on Sunday at 3 o'clock
That's
what
right.
pick the Washington Wizards have. And I did it yesterday on my show, and it took me like 10 minutes to get the number one pick. I kept getting pick six, pick five, pick four. It doesn't make any sense the way the NBA does it.
That's good. You don't use up the luck on the simulator.
Yeah, right.
Save the luck for the ping pong balls. We'll have a little VCU hoops talk after this. They got a commitment yesterday. Ryan Odom weighed in on the roster. You'll want to hear his thoughts. Back with hour number two from TGI Fridays in the West End. This is MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Hour number two, MP on the mic, live from TGI Fridays. In the West End, we're out here having fun. Some of our Odyssey friends have arrived. The doors are open. A little stampede when the doors open right there. The word in the Odyssey family is you're getting taken care of until noon, and there's some people who do not want to miss a second of the action.
I haven't seen some of these coworkers in 6 months. All of a sudden, there's free Fridays.
Free Fridays.
Everybody's here.
In here, it's always Friday. Out there, it's Friday as well. It's TGI Fridays, home of the $5 happy hour, Monday to Friday, 3 to 7 p.m., and the $5 cheeseburger during Sunday night baseball all season long. The owner here, big Cubs guy. We were talking baseball earlier. I've got my Bo Jackson throwback Kansas City Royals jersey on.
Big game for the Cubs tomorrow, right?
It's
Cubs against Paul Skeens.
Let's go. Livy Dunn in attendance?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
The thing is that people are talking, is this the most anticipated debut since Steven Strasburg? I kind of think it is.
Yeah. I'm sure we're missing somebody, but the Strasburg debut had this level of hype on it, and then he delivered too, which made it
right.
iconic as well. Like, doesn't matter if Skeens delivers or not. There's a lot of hype. He'll be around for a while. The Jackson Holiday debut, different, not a pitcher. A lot of hype was on that one, obviously,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, Skeens, I'm going to actually say just as much hype, if not more, than Steven Strasburg due to the fact that he's got a celebrity girlfriend.
That's
all right.
That's 100%
the answer. 100% true. Yeah. He's got more women watching him play than Steven Strasburg did 14 years ago.
She's one of the most famous people in America in that age group.
Yeah.
Like among, and baseball fans aren't that young, but there's going to be a lot of people who know, like, he is the only baseball player they can name because of her TikTok.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it's not just her TikTok. It's her Instagram. It's just her presence, her aura, which comes out there to, I mean, like, I've watched
national champ.
An LSU gymnastics game. It popped up on TV and the crowd was silent. And then Livy comes out and it's wild.
My understanding is she's not even like the best gymnast on the team.
Oh, yeah. I think she was like hurt and she was like sitting the bench.
She's the most famous.
Yeah.
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 She's doing the thing. Speaking of recruiting.
Mm-hmm.
My guess. I don't know. Is that a transition? I don't know. We're at TGI Fridays. It's Friday. AWOD's hanging out.
You recruiting Livy Dunn to Richmond?
I would trade for Paul Skeens just for the ancillary fame that comes with it, right? It's a little bit like the would you sign Bronny to get LeBron, right? Like, you're getting the whole orbit there. That's a worthwhile investment.
Well, remember, Paul Skeens was supposed to be a national for the entire season.
Yeah.
And then he was just so good
that
they said, we'll let you have Dylan Cruz. And we got maybe the better prospect. He hasn't turned out to be better right now. Skeens already getting called up, but that's going to be exciting.
My guy Christopher Bone, he just replied to my tweet about being at Fridays. He says, over under 5.5 orders of breadsticks during the show. I think he's thinking of Olive Garden.
Which is like 2 blocks
not
away.
Not TGI
but,
Fridays. Yeah. Fridays, I got the group chat with my friends. I texted yesterday, I'm doing the show from TGI Fridays. They all hit back. I love TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Like, that's the best fast casual, whatever we don't call this, sit-down casual, whatever, their favorites. So there's a lot of buzz around TGI Fridays
I've always been a fan of TGI Fridays. Like, I can remember since I was a kid
wanting
to go to TGI Fridays because the appetizers always slay.
They're banging.
Yeah.
Can things other than pizza be banging? What's the criteria?
I mean, there's bang bang shrimp, but there's only one thing that's truly banging.
There you go. VCU coach Ryan Odom chatted last night, the Ryan Odom Hour stuff. I want to skip to clip number two here. So he's starting, he's asked about Zeb Jackson and the current roster. So he's starting with Zeb. And he's talking about how Zeb's a winner. Zeb's won 20 games in each of his last few seasons of college basketball. Then he goes into the rest of the roster. We've got a good analysis here from Ryan Odom.
Winning years,
yeah.
24, and what did they win the year before? 27?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of W's for Zeb.
Exactly.
And so that experience and he's ready to even further step up his leadership, you know, role with this team. And really excited, you know, for, you know, his last go-round with the Rams. Joe Bam missed the first 10 games, you know, and then gets thrown out there and performs exceptionally well for
us. 25 seconds later, he's shooting a three.
Yeah, and now we've got him for another year.
Right.
And he's poised, you know, for an awesome season, and really thankful that those two guys, you know, want to finish it out here with us and with this team. Michael Bell started right at the beginning of the year, right? It was easy to see this guy's going to be really good. And he had, like normal freshmen, had some ups and downs and was able to fight through those. And easy to tell, like, he's going to be a big-time Ram, you know, in the future for us. And hopefully next year is going to show signs, you know, even more signs of his elite play that's coming.
So that's
big summer for him.
That's VCU coach Ryan Odom on the Odom Hour last night. We talked about captains in the last segment. Zeb's a captain. Zeb's captain material.
And I could talk about Zeb for hours. I mean, I've been the leader of the Zeb train since he came to VCU. When you talk about a guy that was a top 100 recruit out of high school, went to Michigan, got a lot of experience on a deep, talented team that made a run in the NCAA tournament. First year at VCU, Coach Rhodes says, hey, if you want to get on the court, you got to be a defender. And he stepped up and was a great defender. Also hit a game-winning shot. And then this last year as a captain, I just cannot wait to see the improvements Zeb is going to make, because to me, he grew up a lot on the court emotionally as like a leader,
yes,
right? Like being able to call out people for their mistakes, being able to overlook his own mistakes and bounce back, right? Because, you know, these kids, sometimes they have a turnover, it snowballs into two or three. That's not the case with Zeb. You know, he kind of learns from a mistake he makes. And, you know, he also realized, I know that the best thing from this team is not me shooting 10 threes a game. It's me getting to the basket and using my athleticism and my speed. And so, I mean, I could talk about Zeb for hours. I'm so fired up for him next year.
No question. He mentioned at the end Michael Bell, a guy who we didn't pay a lot of credence to last year.
Yeah.
Didn't have a lot of impactful minutes, but I think we all agree can be that kind of guy going forward.
Michael Bell made an impact early in the season, then Sean Bairstow came back, and then he made an impact late in the season.
Did.
You know, I think next year he's going to be a completely different player because his offensive game has developed already, and now you give him an entire offseason to work with this coaching staff. Now, I think some people forget last year he joined late. He actually, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, I think he missed part of the Greece trip. Like, I think he like might have joined the team right when they were in Greece or right after.
He may have signed in August.
Yeah.
He was a very late signing. There may be some of that this year, too, because they're going to need to bring in a little bit more height as well. Yesterday's news, they signed Philip Russell. He was the
WAC
sixth man of the year in the WAC. Nobody whacked harder than Philip Russell last year
right.
in the Western Athletic Conference, sixth man. He's a guard. I feel pretty good about the guard situation. Got Ryan Clark, would love a little more height. Would love a little more size before this is all over.
Yeah, I look at this and I say, hey, this is what Ryan Odom did to beat UVA, is four on the outside, one big man on the inside, right? Jarius Lyles was a VCU guy. They had another smaller guard. They played two small point guards on that lineup there at UMBC that beat UVA. I think you could see Philip Russell at point with Zeb at the two, just like we were talking about with Jamari Thomas. Now, I do think he was a sixth man of the year. He might still be a sixth man here at VCU, but I really liked what I saw from him in the highlights that were posted yesterday. Athletic. For 5'10", athletic, though. So, you know, take what you got from Jason Nelson, a little more bounce maybe. Maybe not the ball handling, but a better shooter probably.
Yeah, he makes the week a lot easier to take. When you end the week on that note, it makes the ups and downs of the week a little bit smoother for sure. I think they can win with four guards. I just don't want to win with four guards. I want to win with a couple forwards and you know, a true big man. That may not be in the cards this year. That may not be what the portal has to offer.
And it's also, you know, not really the way college basketball is going.
Yeah.
You know, you need. I mean, I get it. Like, it's tough because with this year you had two big men, right? Klingon, you had DJ Burns, right? You had Zach Edey. But most of those teams surrounded that one big with four shooters on the outside.
Yeah, it's going to be fascinating to watch. And NBA here real quick before you bounce. Were you surprised by the Thunder result there last night?
No, because I wore my Luka jersey yesterday.
You were making that happen.
I knew Luka was going to come to play. And I felt like that series, it was not going to be the young Thunder team. I I know the youth movement has been great in this playoffs. I didn't see that young Thunder team in the second round winning six straight games, right? Because they swept the Pelicans, then won game one. I just didn't see that happening there. Now, Minnesota, I've been completely wrong about, so I don't even know where to pick with tonight's game.
Yeah, it's going to be wild. It's going to be a fun weekend of hoops, and we'll be around Monday to wrap it all up. You'll be at Capital Ale House for your Monday appearance. I'll be back in the studio. Thanks for dropping by. AWOD Radio, live from River City Roll at noon. Grant and Danny drive you home. And, of course, Flying Squirrels baseball all weekend long right here on The Fan. Stubb, let's do this. Let's give away another TGI Fridays gift card before we bounce here. Let's open up the phone lines, 833-804-0910. If you're the first caller right now, we'll give you $50 to TGI Fridays. We're out at Fridays in here. It's always Friday today. It's also Friday. I'm going to have some ribs as soon as we go off the air. It's the $5 happy hour, Monday to Friday, 3 to 7. And you can win a $50 gift card to TGI Fridays if you're our first caller right now, 833-804-0910. Back with more MP on the mic right after this. 910 The Fan, at 105.1 FM. Friday morning, rolling right along. It's 11:18 here at TGI Fridays in the West End. And here, it's always Friday. Got a Skins fan here getting some wings. We love it. Love to see him out and about. This is rookie mini camp day. You know, starting to get excited. It's off-season time. It's time to feel optimistic, feel good about what's coming. Austin Eckler, he's due for some touchdowns. You know, you got a proven guy who can get in the end zone. I know that's AWOD's guy. We're going to have a full load of optimism coming off of today's. And then, of course, we'll be up there OTAs and mini camp coming as well. But right now, we're at TGI Fridays. I haven't brought on Stubb in a minute. Stubb, there's one thing I haven't done this entire show yet. We have this new... It's called the Roadcaster. We broadcast from the road with it. And you know what I've got here.
I do know what you have, and you are excited about it.
This is the first time I've ever had my own soundboard with sound effects. Normally, I am reliant on the producers to hit the sound effects button for me. But today, I can do it myself. There we go.
It's great.
Had to do it. Had to let it rip. Stubb. Can I run you some food from TGI Fridays here after the show? Because you're producing AWOD, too. What can I bring you?
I'll just take a burger and fries. Nothing crazy from TGIF.
Do you want toppings on your burger? Where are you at on the toppings issue?
Basics, but no tomato.
So lettuce, ketchup. What else is a basic? Cheese?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. $5 cheeseburgers here at TGI Fridays during Sunday night baseball all season long. At 11:30, you'll play my interview with Madeline McCracken. She is the sporting director for the Richmond Ivy women's soccer team, who will be making their debut this weekend tomorrow at City Stadium. Talked about building that team and getting ready for the Richmond Ivy's first game at City Stadium. Last night, a lot of sports going on, though, headlined by the Boston Celtics, one seed in the East, getting it handed to him by the Cleveland Cavaliers, 118-94. This clip for Stubb. Joe Mazzulla, Celtics coach, said, hey, that's how it works in the playoffs.
I mean, it's a playoff series. You're playing against a really good team with really good players, well coached. So, yeah, I expect it to, like I said before, it takes what it takes. So I expect it to be difficult.
Late game, Dallas Mavericks beat the Oklahoma City Thunder, 119-110. Buckle up. 1-1 in a Paris series as they head back to Cleveland and to Dallas. I still like the Celtics in that series, but certainly good news for Cleveland being able to pick one up on the road. Road team won. Now Celtics will have to repay that favor over the weekend when they get after it. Washington Nationals off yesterday, back in action today. They are in Boston for a set against the Red Sox, the red-hot Washington Nationals. I know they lost in 12 to the Orioles a couple nights ago, but they're still at .500 playing the Red Sox. And for the first time in a while, you say Nats Red Sox. That's a pretty even series right now. That could go either direction. On the ice, let's skip ahead to clip number 6. I still haven't seen. It's hopping at Fridays. We got the Odyssey crew here. They're all here enjoying a little Friday's lunch. Haven't seen our guy Zach McHugh yet. Waiting on Zach McHugh, our resident Carolina Hurricanes fan. Perhaps still a little salty about what happened last night. Here's overtime at the Garden.
Hit in. Round the boards it goes. Missed by Orlov. Played it. Score! Score! Yes! Yes! The Rangers win it in overtime and lead the series 3-0.
That's a maniacal laugh right there. That's an evil empire laugh right there. That game in Carolina last night, Rangers up 3-0 in the best of seven series. Rangers have now played seven NHL playoff games, have now won seven NHL playoff games. They are rolling their way through it. The thing is, if you're an NBA fan, you're conditioned to that. We see an NBA team do that every couple of years. We see NBA teams roll through the playoffs out of sweeps. It doesn't happen in the NHL. That kind of success just doesn't happen, especially because the Canes are a really good team. They came into this season with Stanley Cup ambitions. Frankly, came into this series with Stanley Cup ambitions. And I think you're seeing, I hate to talk about my guys like this, you're seeing what happens with the Rangers. They played a lesser opponent in the first round in the Caps. Caps were out of juice after that playoff push. You saw the Rangers push over them in four there, and I think they're reaping the benefits now of really not being pushed to the limit. They're now up 3-0, and if they win, they're in a great spot for the next series and in a great spot moving forward. You pay it forward, right? These guys look fresh. One more, they can close it out, head back home to New York with a series in the bag. The West Coast, look, what was Awad's thing? The best tennis is while you sleep during the Australian Open. Best hockey's been well after dark on the West Coast, and last night did not disappoint either. Here's what happened in Dallas where the Stars knocked off the Avalanche.
The Stars had to work for it. They had to sweat for it. But they got it across the finish line. Dallas 5, Colorado 3. And this second round series is knotted up at one game apiece.
This is a fun one. Avs are the best offense in hockey, but they're the 4 seed. Stars are the most complete team. The 1 seed obviously needed one at home as we head into a big weekend of NBA and NHL action. Knicks Pacers tonight. I keep saying I think Indy can steal one at home. We'll see what happens. And then Nuggets Timberwolves. Minnesota's got a chance to all but put this away by going up 3-0. And then my favorite series will be on well after I'm asleep, but I'll catch up in the morning. Edmonton and Vancouver have just been going at it up there in Northwest Canada. That one 1-0 for the Canucks right now after a dramatic comeback in game one. Stubb, I want to play clip number 3 because the other news this morning is out of the WNBA, which is in a lot of ways still dealing with the ramifications of Caitlin Clark being in their league, which is a weird thing to say, right? They've existed for a long time, and there's been a lot of famous women's basketball players. And controversial statement, there's been a lot of famous women's basketball players. They're better at playing women's basketball than Caitlin Clark is, which is not to diminish her. It's a little bit like the Steph Curry thing to me. She's Curry, right? She's, the personality is electric. The ability to shoot long threes is electric. On the other hand, you know, there have been better players, right? I don't know anybody who's going to try to sell me that Steph Curry is some kind of Mount Rushmore figure. I don't think he is. I don't think Caitlin Clark is either, but her celebrity is transforming the game. And so the WNBA rule up until this season has been that teams have to fly on commercial planes, that they can't charter a plane. The logic being if one owner does it, it would be an unfair advantage on the other owners. So they, and that's collusion, whatever you want to call it. NFL does stuff like that all the time too, right? Let's all be cheap together and agree to be cheap, right? So they don't charter planes. They do in women's college basketball because of Title IX. Men's college basketball teams get fly on private jets, so women's college teams also have to fly on private jets because of Title IX. So Caitlin Clark spent her whole career on private jets, and now she's in the WNBA. They're flying commercial. They announced yesterday after her first trip that they're going to allow teams to start chartering jets, which is, of course, a much-needed step for not just a professional league, but a professional league built on really tall people who shouldn't be squeezing into commercial airliners to fly across the country every day. Here's Caitlin Clark on the WNBA's decision.
Yeah, I guess I'm just super excited. I'm happy for the players that have been in this league a really long time and, you know, have really deserved this for years and years and years. So I'm just excited. I'm thankful at whatever point that is that it happens and occurs. It'll be great for us. It'll, you know, make recovery easier, make travel easier. It just makes life a lot easier for a lot of people, but also it's just something that a lot of people have deserved, you know, for years and years now. So I'm just very fortunate to come to this league and, you know, have that opportunity the first year.
It's also that they had to hire security to escort her through the airport because she's too famous to be flying on a commercial jet at this point in time. And that's good on everybody else for reaping the benefits of that, right? And I think the league will have a lot of publicity this year. I hope people watch games that aren't her games. I don't know if they will or not. I don't know if they'll televise games that aren't her games or not. We'll see what happens this year in the WNBA. But clearly a league coming in for a pretty big transformation. Most of these teams are owned by NBA owners, so they're not short in the wallet. They'll be all right. Don't shed a tear for them. We're live at TGI Fridays. It's the Friday edition of MP on the mic. I got some Odyssey friends here. Got the crew here. They're throwing down on some potato skins. You know that's my game. We get over that table, get some. When we come back, our interview with Madeline McCracken. She is a sporting director for the Richmond Ivy women's soccer team, pre-professional women's soccer team. First game tomorrow night at City Stadium. There's been a ton of buzz around them. She'll break down what's going on with the Richmond Ivy. On the other side of this break, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.